Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Social Issues App. Justice Radio Station. How are things?
Yes, I'm here now.
Let your voice be heard for well-being.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. So, even though things might be okay, we're saying however.
Yes, justice, an environment of justice will be better than what appears to be.
So, this is Mystic Mix. Citizen Natural Mystic blowing through the ear. Can you feel it? The show is here because of the orientation. The show is here because of the idea of a system, it appears, on a planet with words already in place, ideas, philosophy. So our show is given birth because there has to be a counter. Never before has there been a counter code to counter the code of mistreatment that I've come to found worldwide, that existing on the planet because of an ideology, a philosophy, a code of thought, speech and behavior that one is better. Question everything you're taught to believe. Question everything that you're hearing. Because when I'm questioning and listening and hearing all the hosts on the different shows and radio as well as TV, newspaper, internet, it's just everybody kind of lockstepping and somehow moving off the idea that the concept, the philosophy, the ideology, the words, thought, speech and action is an ideology that was conceived and executed where now everybody is practicing. Don't lose sight of that, because I think this is key to the deception that actually is going on the planet. It's just something I had to say in context of my political contribution on this broadcast. Mary, have anything you'd like to add?
Adding to what justice is saying is to recognize there is a social structure, socialization process, construct. Now, refinement stage is at the highest level. So it is good that there is a code to be aware of, to counter. It's an individual effort, however, a constructive code using words, definition of words, to reveal truth, produce correctness, well-being equals justice. Refinement stage at the highest level. To recognize, resolve, counter this refinement, two things to be aware of. Justice.
One.
Existence. existence. What is it?
Lack of knowledge and understanding of existence. So we're encouraging, revisiting the idea of self-knowledge. Knowledge of self. To recognize and understand the social system that appears to be in place since we all got here. If you don't understand it, what it is, how it works, everything you think you understand will only confuse you, will only confuse you, will only confuse you. Two very important things to understand, and this is part of our central theme also in terms of our upcoming broadcast as well as this broadcast. Last episode we did a kind of summary in terms of some of the things that we want to talk about.
Yes.
And the idea of revisiting the idea of self-knowledge was a big part of having a central theme, a major central theme, a long lifetime goal in identity, the basic identity of existence. What is it? And we've determined that after working on this for a while now, we've determined our premise is I am that. That what? Existence exists and I'm aware of existence. Unquestionable. I'm not talking about a faith or a hope or a belief either. I'm talking about experience. I'm talking about intuitive knowledge. I'm talking about gnosis, knowing. Knowledge without I have to think about it or somebody had to indoctrinate me about. So we're saying unquestionable, I am here now. Ask and answer that for yourself. Very important step towards self-realization. Mary, had anything to add? We're broadcasting live. So remember, so this is live calling also nightly at 8.
Yes.
So you're saying, Mary, had anything to add? Just look at the unquestionable idea that I'm here now based on the summary of the last episode and looking at the two things we'd like individuals to focus on in what will upcoming broadcast and this broadcast will be about. The knowledge of existence, because we feel there's a lack of knowledge of existence, and also the lack of knowledge and understanding of the ideology, philosophy, the social system, we're calling it the social order.
Yes.
In terms of the class code. So we're saying is either you have the class power or you don't. Either you're classless or powerless. Or you're a part of the powerful, the power class. So what do you have to say?
Looking at what's being said, starting with the source, looking at two words to actually make this a reality, self-knowledge, revisiting the idea about knowledge of self, to recognize that we're talking about the self and we're talking about the individual, the person, deemed the not self. Get
that's
it?
That's what we're calling it.
The not self. Because for too long, individuals are looking at their not self as self. you know, myself.
So you could explain a little bit more. We have some listeners. By the way, this is Open Line.
Yes. Let your voice be heard for wellness, well-being. The idea of self-knowledge, looking at the idea of not self, the human, the individual knowledge, nature and structure of the not self, as well as looking at knowledge of self.
So we're saying this is a new show. We're going to be here nightly, 8 p.m. And it's a show that we want to look at. How can we counter the current system that it appears that we're born in? So how can we counter the current system that we're in? Is something that's not just current, it's been in here for a while, and we've come to realize all this time that we've been plagued in a system that we could say is unjust, a two-tier system. We've never really come up with a way out to counter it in a conscious way. You know, it's always used to be in a knee-jerk way. You know, getting all riled up and marching and protesting and burning. But it's been more impulsive. It hasn't been any really something thought out. After all the seminars and the conferences and the retreats, somehow, how do we live day to day? So we finally come now to realize the importance of having a counter code, because the system is a code where they use thought, speech, and of course action to practicalize their ism. But we're saying question everything that you're taught to believe, because remember, said believe. Hope isn't necessary truth. And you have to question now, if it's not true, is it real? So we want to use words also, and definition of words, to reveal truth. It's one of the motto of the stations. How can we strip down some of the words? Because I really realize that a lot of the words that we use is based on falsehood. Some of them don't have no meaning at all. So we want to really critique the words that we use in, stripping it down, and see if it can be, just like how they talk about being politically correct, see if it can be spiritually correct in how we term in terms. That's why I was saying, looking at the human, looking at the person, looking at this persona as a not self, would be more of a true and appropriate and a constructive statement than to say it's the self. And when we say the self, we're talking about
existence,
exist, that I that everybody call themselves before all the attachment.
Yes.
And we're saying unquestionable, not faith or hope. I am here now, and I'm aware of this existence. So by coming to that kind of conclusion, it's opened my psychology and psychic in a whole nother manner to say, there is another way how we can look at what we're looking at.
Yes.
So, Mary, you had anything you'd like to say?
Is there another way to look at things?
Because even what we're saying, it might seem a little funny. But I'm even questioning, too. What is people looking for? What is their goals? What's their aspiration of the nation? You know, we'll even see sometimes people pass through the radio station and they hear us talking and too they gone on to the next thing. I understand the nature and structure of the human, but it's the same thought. What is people really surfing the internet? What are they looking for? Especially they come across a show talk about I am that what? What does that mean? What could be more important to understand who self is? Surely one should respect oneself enough to spend enough time on that subject in light of history, politics, and you could say the miseducation of us all. How can I miss that? How can I leave that out of the equation? So finish the thought about what is existence and how everybody look at themselves as this I.
Yes, everyone referred to self as I am. And that means I am aware. I am means I am aware of existence. That awareness is the I, the self. Understand the nature, structure of self, of not self, and not self is dual in the thinking. Me, you, everything is separate and apart. Emotions.
So, we're saying existence exists, and I'm aware of existence. Existence means infinite, absolute, complete, eternal, and that which is absolute, infinite, complete, eternal is who I am. Remember, we're talking about the basics of our identity. What's your basic identity? How are you perceiving yourself? What's the labels that you're attaching to yourself? Because if you strip yourself down, what's really left if it's not just that? The source, absolute reality, absolute truth. Because to me, if it's real, it must be true. If it's true, it must be real. If it's eternal, complete, it has to be true. It has to be based on truth. Because the idea of truth, that which is, that is what. It can't be this today and that tomorrow. Only what's temporary, it can this today and that tomorrow. And that's why we're saying the not self is not who and what I am. Because it is temporary. It is finite. It only exists within time and space. So that means, wait a minute. What time is it on Mars again? So is time and space actually just existing in my mind? Justice radio station. Social issues app. Mary, your I am flip.
Justice radio station. YouTube channel, Justice Radio Station channel, preview, I am that. Check the download, digital download for the first episode. The movie coming soon, Justice, I am that.
So keep it fixed, this is Mystic Mix. So, we've been talking a little bit of attempting to talk about, because it's not a subject you can just talk about, because it's something that has to be experienced, so we're encouraging individuals to come with us, see with us what we're seeing, what we're experiencing. There's another way to look at things. Remember, the only way why we are experiencing the things that we are experiencing is through our senses. They'd even say there's even five of them. Sight, sound, hearing, smelling, right? Touching, emotions, sensations, act, cold. But we've come to realize and started to ask a question. Is any of these experiences happening outside of ourselves?
No.
Why are you saying that?
Because it's not.
So everything, can you explain?
Everything happens from
give
within.
Give an example.
Everything happens from within. Even looking out and seeing something, the images that we see, this light reflected off the object that actually goes through a process so that we're looking at an image that's transformed from within.
So things aren't what it appears. Remember, if we had different senses, senses of a canine, a bat, an owl, sight, we'll be experiencing things from a totally different level of understanding and reality. But since we're in this, you could say, limited dimension, we still have to understand the nature and structure of these emotions and senses. Where those thoughts come from? Do you realize that you don't have to respond to every thought that comes to your mind? To practice being upset? Do you understand that the idea of looking at each other as separate individuals might be a misunderstanding? The idea of race, do you realize that actually could be something just made up, orchestrated to help divide I and I, which is I? So much emotions and feelings and expressions of what is that about? Do you truly understand what existence is? So we're saying, hey, how can we transcend this? We're looking at it as relative reality. It only is existing in our mind. How can we transcend it? In fact, this realization is what should create bliss, great joy and happiness. To realize you're face to face with, wow, there is actually only one absolute power. Different personas, but one. And I'm aware of it. It's supposed to be great bliss and joy. But you can still see how the miseducation or lack of education or miseducation on the subject is, whoa.
Therefore, another way to look at things, truth, everyone acknowledge as one's own. The only thing to solve any problem, the problems that appears to be, is absolute truth.
So one has to have a metaphysical, though, in context, realize it is a political necessity to have us as clowns.
Confused.
So see if you can find that definiteness of purpose. Clear your register. Zero out. See if you can wage guerrilla warfare on your mind. Put down some of the baggages that people want us to be caught up in. This 400 years, 600 years, 1,000 years 6,000 biblical years. As the song was playing earlier, in terms of Wolf's search to find all the questions that is being asked, in terms of who one is, and realize, wait a minute, I just couldn't just keep going through the past. Because what is the past? There's only now. So in context of carrying around this baggage, I realize that's part of the trick and the deception that folks want us to be having. Not zeroing out, not approaching things without these baggage. Now we can look at each other from a pure mind. Realize all this hustling and hustling each other to obtain things is somebody else's idea. There's only one self, one ocean of existence, of reality. Not this billions and billions of things to have and get. That's what the mental agitation is all about, because as you're saying, you can never really have enough. How much is enough?
Therefore, having that mental, physical, start with self, absolute truth. Now knowing not self is not who and what the I is that everyone referred to as self. Self-knowledge. Start with absolute truth. Identify. Absolute truth. Identify with your natural nature. Absolute truth. Use words that reveal truth to produce correctness. Come to the understanding, the knowledge of self. I am that. I am means existence exists. There's awareness of existence. That awareness is I. Existence is infinite, eternal, complete. That which is complete, infinite, eternal is I am. Understand self. Only one I am, that knows of its existence. All-knowing, omniscient, all-present, omnipresent, everywhere. In human terms, all-powerful, omnipotent.
Justice radio station, social issues app. So a little later we'll talk more about the not self, look a little bit closer at the nature and structure, how it thinks about things, how it comes to its premise. But if there's a takeaway, see if you can remember the two main points that we were looking at. The lack of knowledge of existence, of self, self-knowledge. So see if you can revisit the idea of self, source. Who and what am I? What am I? And also, very important, since it appears we're born on a planet with language, sentiments, fantasies, myths, stereotypes already in place, once now internalize, regulate one's behavior. So one has to question everything we're being taught. Am I being talked about? Self-knowledge. Am I being taught about self-knowledge? Am I being given correct education? What actually is education? You notice you don't ask some of these critical questions
and just accept what's given,
and the definitions of what's been given
and results. What's the goal?
So these are some of the things we want to pull out as the episodes unfolds and evolve. But those are two main things we want you to pull out. And the other one, the importance of now having a metaphysical after coming to these realizations. What are you going to do about it?
Yes, having a goal.
Day to day. You say that, Mary?
Yes, having a goal and your immediate power.
Using your immediate power.
Yes.
You know that immediate power that you can stamp out life in all dimensions, including human life. Use your immediate power for thought, speech, and action. Centered on truth, absolute truth, one and the same as existence, who and what I am, absolute truth, unquestionable. We're not talking about somebody else's faith now, in somebody else's religion. I know it. I am it. I'm living it. And of course, remember the idea of using your time and energy. Because how do you live in your day to day? Check your eating, your sleeping, your sexing. All the things that's been encouraged. All the things that's been encouraged. Check it.
Things as it is.
Check it. And in a sense, do the opposite.
Yes.
It's counter war, remember? Wage guerrilla warfare on your mind, the past, the baggage, and of course now be on guard, because the default mechanism is still in place until you can put it in check. So we'll talk also more about that later, how to assert self.
Have your definite major purpose. That's a good thing to do. Have your major, definite purpose, plan of achievement, followed by immediate action. Action. When we say
something.
Yes. When you say guerrilla warfare, it's a code. Everyone's using a code. And immediate power. Constructive thought, speech, and action to counter what is being done, what's told is being done now, not 500 years ago, now.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. So peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes.
Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on, right on.
Any concluding words, Mary? Or you said it for now.
That major definite purpose, existence, know what existence is. Understand what life is. That's looking at the human and looking at how the conditioning, the socialization process is eluding that as an individual, yourself, who you are told you are, all the labels, all the different names that you're given. Know that existence, the self, is one and the same. Existence, self, eternal, absolute, complete. What's been clever is most individuals will say that the human, the body, when it no longer exists, their spirit, they'll call it, or energy, or however it's called, it said that it lives forever. Remember this. I am here now. Now.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues at Mystic Mix. See you later.
Soon come.